Aziz, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to SBS Radio.
Oh, thank you very much.
Can you please tell us something about the community visitor scheme?
Absolutely. So it started in about 1991. It was an initiative of the Living Longer, Living Stronger reform, and it was to address the recognised risk of isolation and loneliness in people that were living in aged care homes. So the federal government funded organisations such as Multiple Sclerosis to run a program called the Community Visitor Scheme. So what we do is we manage and recruit and train and support volunteers that we match to people living in an aged care home. And now we also manage, recruit and match them to people living in their own home who are receiving a home care package, and simply for the benefit of friendship and companionship.
Mm-hmm. So precisely whom do you help?
So it's people in aged care homes, mm-hmm. and also people that live in their own homes that are receiving a home care package. At the moment, the government has limited the service to those people living with a home care package. And basically anyone can refer. So a family member, they can self-refer, the aged care home can refer. And really the benefit is just about, you know, spending time and chatting, and we just find particularly with people of the same culture, it makes such a difference to their happiness to be able to talk to somebody, you know, about their own food and music and movies and all sorts of things like that that are so vital for people in their memories.
Mm-hmm. You have mentioned volunteers. How people can become volunteers?
Well, if they call us, or they can either call us or email us. I've got an email address at volunteer@ms.org.au. We would be so happy to hear from people. Particularly, we would love to hear from people with other languages other than English, because this is a need we find very strong in older people. Often when people go into aged care homes and their memory starts to diminish, they revert back to their native tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have people on our books, we don't have people waiting for a volunteer, let's say with a Serbian background, we'll then liaise and talk to other organisations, the Serbian Association, for example. And if they have people, we will share those volunteers. We just don't, you know, try and keep them and not try and find those visitors for the older people in the aged care home. It's very important to us.
Mm. Just a few days ago, we have got the announcement from MSCVS seeking Croatian or Serbian-speaking lady.
Yes.
So perhaps you could explain what the duties will be for that lady.
Well, it's very simple. It'll basically be visiting this lovely lady that we've currently got who can speak both languages. And we're just really keen to have someone visit her, have a cup of tea, maybe walk around the garden a little bit, you know, just share some of that cultural knowledge and make her feel comfortable and really just be a friend. That's all it is. It's not doing any sort of personal care or getting involved in anything like that. It really is just about spending time with someone. It's very, very simple philosophy. We ask people to visit at least once a fortnight. We would love them to visit once a week, but once a fortnight is fantastic. We've got training, and the training is either online, or we give people a book to read through, and we can help people to read through it if their English isn't a first language. We pay for a police check because that's required by law.
Mm-hmm.
And basically away you go as a volunteer, and we just keep providing ongoing support. It's a great way to give back to your community, and we really encourage people to consider it.
Mm. So if someone out there is interested to contact you, how they can do that?
They can call us on 9845 2729, so 9845 2729, or they can email us at volunteer@ms.org.au. Now, if they forget those numbers and details, just look up Multiple Sclerosis and the number will come up, and, you know, they'll be put through to my department.
Or maybe they can just Google Community Visitor Scheme.
Oh, absolutely. I'm also the state network member. So I'm the representative for, and I liaise with the Department of Health regarding this program and support all the other organisations. So there are so many fantastic organisations that also provide this service, including the Serbian and Croatian associations. They do a fabulous job too, and I work with them, and they're just a brilliant group. So, you know, I highly encourage people, if they're interested, to call me. I can share more information. If there's community groups out there that are Serbian, would be more than happy to provide an information session, anything that they need at all. I think what's really important is we try working together to reduce the isolation of older people. And if you're isolated also because of language, it's a double hit. You know, it's much harder again. So, you know, we want to reduce that if possible.
Mm. Well, we are talking about old people that obviously don't have relatives or friends who can visit them. Probably they could be concerned about the security issue. They are actually letting someone they don't know, the person, in their own home. So how do you actually address that issue?
I think that's a really good question. And, you know, can I just go to something you said there? Sometimes people do have friends and family, but they still need more visitors. And because, you know, I have parents too, and you can't sometimes visit as often as you like. And even if you have family, the good thing about friends is you can, you know, chat away with your friends about subjects you haven't talked to with your family. But your question about being safe is so important to us. It's probably the priority for us. So we have a very solid system. We do an interview. So we talk for at least 45 minutes with the person, get a real good feel for them. We do two reference checks, and they're very important to us. So if somebody comes to us and says, I actually can't find two people, we say, no, thank you. We do not want you to be a volunteer. And then we do a police check. And that all needs to be clear, and we do a police check every 3 years, and we also have the volunteer do training. Now, one of the things what we do is, because we have it through the person needs to be receiving a home help package, there's a lot of security in that. And with the people living in aged care homes, there is no danger to them. It's not like they can take money from them or have them write them in the will or anything like that. They're very protected. And I can tell you, in 25 years of running the program, we've had no problems at all. Nothing at all that's been of any concern, because we are so, so careful.
That's very encouraging. Essie, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for wanting to hear about this program. I can't encourage people enough to either volunteer, or if they have a mum or dad or someone in an aged care home, or, you know, they're always worrying about how many people are visiting, please consider referring them to this fantastic program. It'll just make such a difference, and make a difference for you as their child, to know that someone else is visiting too.
Thanks very much, and we will leave it there, and good luck.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.